Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Thursday.
I love when we're getting ready to go on the air and all I hear from Rob is, God. Now, were you invoking the Lord or was that more of a frustrated sort of
God? First of all, let me just state, I love this open. It's my favorite open.
Yeah, it's good.
That we have. Yeah. Jack White.
And, well, and the greatness that is Ron Swanson.
Well, I was just, my screens went black and an Odyssey Station moment yet again. But
it happens.
We're up. We're up and running. We're hot. So, good Thursday. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, nice, wet Pacific Northwest day.
Yeah, it's crappy out there.
One of those. Driving home last night, it's a little, that's the only time where I don't like living here is those 7:30, it's beyond pitch black, and there's like that haze on the road where it like makes the lines hard to see, and the rain, like the wipers don't keep up, and you, it just, driving home in that is just one of those, you're like, God, like where's San Diego when I need it?
You hydroplane all the way home.
Yeah, right, and it's just that you can't, because a lot of time when you're driving, you can just kind of zone out, you know, which you probably shouldn't do, but we all do, but when you're in those conditions, you're not zoning out. It's like you're 10-2, again, bad road conditions. No one's really in a lane. You're just kind of guessing where the lanes are. You're like, well, this guy's here. And then some semi comes barreling by and kicks up 9 gallons of water on your windshield. And you're like, well, I can't see. And so it's just, it's an uncomfortable drive home. And it's like 7:10. You're like, why? Those are the sorts of nights, like last night, where you're just like, man, this sucks.
And you think
about,
it did.
And then you think about someone down in like Arizona right now that's probably sitting poolside and it's like 84 and you're like, I get it.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Pretty
good.
6 inches of rain already in November from what I'm told.
A lot of rain.
By my neighbor.
A lot of rain.
Because you know how some people measure it.
Why would any, well, is this the meteorologist or is this just some dude
no,
who measures?
No, he's gone. He moved on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
He pulled to Jefferson.
Well, yeah, he's not down with us plebes anymore.
So you just have some normal dude that measures rain?
Well, he's the priest. Remember I told you I have a priest down the road?
And he measures rain?
I don't know.
That's hobby?
I just saw him today and he was like, hey, Isaac. He's a really nice guy. Yeah. And we were talking about how crappy the weather is because, you know, it bonds us together as one.
Well, I will tell you this. Inches of rain, you could kind of spend that any way you want, and I don't really have a pushback.
In other words, it's kind of, there's no context.
No.
So he said, he goes, yeah, he goes, at my house, I've had 6 inches in November.
Yeah.
He goes, that's really unusual. Ooh. And now, I said, well, it's been raining a lot.
Well, this is
and then I said, Godspeed, and he said, God bless. And
the bread of God is bread.
And that was it.
That was it. Nice little pleasant.
Pleasant little inner. A little.
See, here's my thing. You
exchange.
Could, 6 inches could be a lot. It could not be a lot. I mean, that's very subjective. Like if you told me.
I've heard it's a lot.
If you told me you ran to your car in like 30 seconds, I don't know. Is that fast? Is it slow? 6 inches really isn't that like this much. I don't know.
I don't know.
How long? Like,
let's look.
I don't know. I don't know what is a lot of water.
What is the record for most rain in a month in Portland? I'm asking the AI.
Ah, deal GPT.
15 inches is the record.
So 6 inches isn't a lot.
No, I think it is.
For
November, yeah.
Oh, well, it's already, I guess it's 6 inches after like 6 days.
Exactly.
Okay. That's true.
I think that's what he meant.
So if we get an inch of rain a day, that's like an ungodly amount of rain.
Well, if you think about it, 6 inches in 6 days would put us on pace to double the record.
Yeah.
So that is, it's rained hard.
So, yeah, it has.
It's not just rain.
Yeah.
It's rained hard.
Yes.
At times, and it's that's the obnoxious part.
Yeah. Yeah. You can handle a little, you know,
they're saying a great weekend drizzle. This weekend. And so, you know, that's, you know, just give us a couple days in there where we can go play golf and stuff and we're good.
Had to cancel the tee time yesterday.
Yeah, but not tomorrow. Or, I mean, not Saturday, not Sunday. It's supposed to be nice.
Well, that's nice.
Well, then, I mean, nice-ish.
Then you're not going to be able to get a tee time because everyone will be rushing out.
Well, I thought you belonged to a country club like you're...
No.
Like, aren't you like a rich guy?
And... No, I just... I'm like the...
Don't you have a standing tee time?
I'm the Cato Caitlin of Royal Oaks. Mm. Except I don't want to call like him...
Who's there, OJ?
It's a good question.
Have you pinpointed him yet?
You know what? If I had to guess... who the killer at Royal Oaks is, I'd probably give you a guess.
I know one guy that belongs there that's probably
a killer.
You
know some people over there.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't every social group, don't you all have some sort of an idea where you're like, if it happened, here.
Who's the fans, OJ?
We've talked about this quite a bit.
Have we?
Yeah. I mean, over the years, like who's most likely
is
to
it Swigart?
Be the... Well, there's a difference between serial killer and OJ.
Yeah, he our Dahmer.
See, OJ is a crime of passion. I don't think Swag would kill in a crime of passion. I think Swag may kill because he just enjoys it. Like, if you told me that Swag had a really secret life where there was a crawl space and a dungeon,
hold on, everybody.
But I can't see Swag, like, flying off the handlebars. OJ wasn't a serial killer. He just was he's just a regular old murderer. There's a difference. And that, if you're going to say crime of passion.
Yeah, who would that be?
Who'd be most likely to kill
someone? Is it lowercase? Is that our new guy, Casey?
I don't know enough about him. Well, he is a hardcore.
He seems real laid back.
He is a hardcore Westland rapper.
He says probably not.
No.
Yeah. Lake Oswego.
Yeah, Lake O, sir.
Yeah. I like
how people from Lake O don't like to be told they're from Westland.
I like how he raps about the mean streets, what he sees. You don't know what he's been through. You don't know.
There ain't nothing mean about my rap.
You don't know what he's seen.
See, look at that. What a great line. He's heard your shenanigans before. There ain't nothing mean about my rap.
I beg to differ.
Lowercase.
We couldn't play it yesterday because it was such a profanity-laden filth.
Did you pull that? Did you pull your filth for us to play for the listeners?
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Wasn't able to just get the audio.
That's the most unacceptable answer I've ever heard in my life.
And quite frankly, just a terrible excuse.
Like, what do you mean? You just don't want to play it? Is that what you're saying?
So when I made music, I worked with a group of guys, and all of the files for all the beats, all my audio files are on his PC.
And they won't give them to you?
Wait, you don't have...
I just haven't called him in a while.
You have a rap beef, don't you?
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh, I think
I feel like you have a rap beef.
But wait, why don't you have copies
of your... I could give him a call
own...
right now. I just haven't called him.
Why don't you have copies of your own stuff?
That's a great question.
Well, you have your own beat lab.
Lowercase.
But, this is...
I tell you what.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the whole thing.
None of this is adding up.
No, it's not. This is like when we read a story on In the News and I have to start questioning things. There's more to this than meets the eye. I could call him. I just haven't in a while. He has all the files. I don't know. It's a good question. This is Murray going on the IR, and you have a lingering foot injury, and no one's buying it, Lowercase.
Here's what I think. Okay, so this is Casey. He's filling in for Schultzy. He is otherwise known as Lowercase, star rapper on Spotify, but somehow is working with us. He's in for day two, and we love him. He did a great job yesterday. Bright future. Now, what I think is going on here is that I believe that as Lowercase sort of... pivots to a new career.
Sure.
I believe what he is doing is he is trying to separate
lowercase
from lowercase. Yeah. He wants to be Casey sports guy, not lowercase rapper.
And
that's fine. Just say that.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Yeah.
So
okay.
So you say that there's nothing mean in your Lake O rap. I think there is. And my guess is that there's some misogyny. There may be some things in there that lowercase does not want out there.
Well, when did you make these raps?
All of college.
Yeah,
so,
this is...
Yeah, so college age.
Yeah.
What is the...
24.
Remember Miami, the seventh floor crew?
No.
You don't remember this?
The Greg Olson?
Yeah. So Miami, that team, that the Greg Olson, those Miami teams were some of the best.
Okay.
They all lived in a dorm. I forget the name of the dorm. But they had this... They was called the seventh floor crew. And... They would rap, and apparently Greg Olson participated in those raps, and in those there were some very flattering things about Greg Olson, third led Greg, and what he liked to do, and it was a little uncomfortable because Greg Olson has a very wholesome image, and so I think what's happened is SoundCloud rapper extraordinaire in there is trying to present himself as a Lake Oswego fine upstanding member of the community, when in reality, there's things on those rap albums. It's not good.
I'm proud of them. I'm not afraid to hide it or not show it.
Yeah. Listen, I get what you're...
It's all right. I understand.
Here's what...
Clean slate.
Casey, you live in a tough world. Because what I will tell you is, as a young 24-year-old when I was 24, this is going to blow you away, but when that was like, well, I don't know, 26 years ago, before you were born, you could say and do those things, and it wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
You know, is that...
Max Kellerman's got a rap career.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
All of our
young
dumb,
me, yeah. dumb me, young dumb me...
Yeah.
Is not like you don't know what it
no,
was.
No, it just disappears.
It's just gone. It's not. It's not living on social media. It's not living in a rap. It's just gone. Poof. And I'm really happy about that because I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And I probably said some very terrible things.
Yeah.
And did some very
Dennis
terrible
Smith.
Things.
Yeah. That's why now when guys like
but you
get drafted, their Twitter comes back to haunt.
That's
them.
Right. And you have to live in a world where. Yeah. You know, look, there's not a 24-year-old that doesn't regret something he said or did 3 or 4 or 5 years ago or in high school. It just doesn't exist. Yeah. You're a young guy. You make mistakes. And so that would be tough having to continually live those down, I think.
Yeah.
So I see where you're coming from, and I respect it.
But
lowercase.
But what I don't respect is your horse-s. I couldn't.
A very poor attempt.
Yeah,
to hide it,
but
now we've
been better off just going with there was a terrible fire yesterday and the whole thing burned down.
You should have said they were in Eric Spolstra's house.
Yeah.
Would you believe if my buddy's computer did actually catch on fire?
It's better than whatever pedal crap you were throwing at us there. And you're a terrible liar. You can't lie while smiling, looking like you're high the entire time. I couldn't find him. You got to work on that poker face.
What do you want me to say? That's the truth.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it wasn't the truth. And I think we've gotten to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
That's all right. We
it's
understand.
Okay. Did Odyssey run a background check on you?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know.
We don't need those in radio. We don't care.
Did anyone?
All right. Well, we'll separate you from lowercase. Yeah. We'll go with, what are we calling you?
Call me Case. Call me lowercase. I'm down with either.
I do like lower. LC.
Lowercase is a good name.
LC.
LC?
Yeah, lowercase. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll let that evolve.
I mean, it's no Lil Rop, but I mean, come
well,
on.
What is?
I would like to see the rap careers. I wish we could put Lil Rop up against lowercase, but, you know, that could be problematic. And someone is correct that the crime of passion that would be committed by a member of our station, and I don't want to say it because I feel bad for him, but it is the Schnitzel Wolf. One day.
He'll kill someone?
He'll kill someone, yes.
He'll just snap. He does seem a little on edge.
He seems a little on edge, but he's on edge, but he's very happy. That masks it's a thin, happy layer that just hides a little boiling ball of rage and anger. And he's the type that one day will snap and something bad will happen.
Yeah.
He's not capable of being a serial killer, but a crime of passion killer? Oh, yeah.
I can't disagree.
No, it's the Schnitzel Wolf.
Tread lightly.
Yeah.
Keep bullying him at your own peril.
Yeah, I'm trying to walk that back a little bit.
Careful.
And just try to embrace him. You know, I went for a ride in the Volvo. I'm trying to, you know, like, give that human connection. That's like the whole, if you're in a car with a killer, you try to make them think of you as more than just a victim. I'm trying to do that with the Schnitzel.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got lowercase in there. We've got Dan Lanning coming up at 4, at least I think.
I believe you are correct, sir.
We think. They're playing this week.
We think.
Off the bye.
He's back. Yep. They're playing Iowa. Got your punts sweatshirt ready?
I did not wear it today, but maybe tomorrow I'll break it out. That is one of my favorite sweatshirts. The punt sweatshirt is it. Whoever came up with that, those two guys in Iowa, dude, that's iconic. Those guys are great.
Well, I guess we'll talk about it later. Yeah. We got a Dan Lanning pregame, Dan Lanning postgame.
Yeah, we got a lot of Dan Lanning.
We got a lot of Dan Lanning.
Yeah. Got to ask him about how we missed him on Halloween. We don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, and I think don't they have pink locker rooms?
They do.
At Iowa?
The visitor locker room is pink.
Yeah, have you been there?
No, but that's the old, it's famous. It's been that way for a long time. It's the psychological warfare.
I'm sure that'll get right up in Dan Lanning's kitchen.
Well, I would assume that's going to make some form of the, what, you know, the little, I forget what they call it, the video, you know, where they do the post-game stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There will be
a reference.
I'd be surprised if there is not a reference to the pink locker room, right?
Okay. I want to ask him about it.
Yeah.
See how he's planned for that.
How do you prepare?
How do you prepare
do you
for
think,
a pink
Do you think they put pink in the Ducks locker?
Well, I was thinking maybe they'd put him in the uniforms just as a little.
They've done that before where they wear the
but they
breast
didn't.
Cancer.
I saw the.
No, it's white and green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe they'd do that.
Pink cleats, perhaps?
Yeah, just a little homage.
Yeah.
Little knife twist.
Ain't nothing wrong with some pink. Real men wear pink.
Right,
although
well,
something tells me Dan Lanning does not wear a lot of pink.
Dan Lanning will be on at 4 o'clock. In the meantime, we'll start with Today in the NFL. We'll get to that coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday with Isaac and Suk on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Lanning coming up in 40 minutes. Somebody on the text line was asking, they need to know if Lanning goes cotton hoodie in the rain again, and we will definitely ask him that, because it's supposed to rain out there.
Well, not only is it supposed to rain, but I think it's supposed to be in the low 40s. So does he, I don't know if I've ever seen him wear a coat.
Yeah, I don't think he does,
is there
really.
Is he a vest man? There has to, I need to know.
I could see him being a vest man.
At what temperature does he go something other than long sleeve t-shirt or sweatshirt?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he'll have an answer to that. He'd be like, he'll be like, dude, being cold is a choice.
If you're playing, I mean, we've all, if you've been around the game, you've played in cold weather to where it's one thing when you're playing in the 30s and 40s, but when you got a game where you're kicking off and it's 7 degrees and then the wind starts blowing, you can't wear a hooded sweatshirt. You just can't. There has to be some gloves and a hat.
Well,
involved.
Let's see what he does.
I'm asking.
This is exciting.
Pick locker rooms.
Honestly,
and at what point do we deviate from the long sleeve T-shirt, which he always wears, or the hoodie?
I mean, I've never looked more forward to a Dan Lanning interview than this one.
We asked the tough questions
because of these topics.
I'm not asking about Iowa's offensive line. I want to know about clothing choices. Damn it.
So we'll get to that, but we're going to start with Today in the NFL, where we have some tragic news out of Dallas.
This is awful.
Yeah. So Marshawn Nealon, 24-year-old defensive end for the Cowboys, he was the punt block TD guy the other night against Arizona.
Second round pick, and he's playing. And
yeah, he has died.
Yeah.
They said, so they're still piecing together the timeline of this whole thing, but last night there was a traffic stop. He fled. And it escalated into this high-speed chase at like 150 miles per hour.
Yeah.
He loses his
car,
the popo.
Yeah.
He loses him, but then crashes and flees from his car. And so apparently they're searching for him. During the search, police get word that he had suicidal ideations because his girlfriend called them, and for for hours they were searching for him, and at about 1:30 in the morning they finally find him, and he had shot himself. So they said that they also did a welfare check at his house after the initial traffic chase because the girlfriend called him, and apparently the NFL called too, because the NFL was getting messages from some of his family saying that he was texting them goodbye. So the girlfriend said he had been threatening to end it all and had just had some mental health problems. And
you got to wonder, too, now.
God.
Because people were asking, well, why would he run for a traffic stop? And then, there's some people that do suicide by cop. And so it doesn't sound, at least from what we've heard so far, that this was, I got stopped in a traffic stop, oh my God, my life is over sort of thing. You go home and commit suicide. It sounds like this was something that this young man was struggling with and just spiraled, and it is just heartbreaking and soul crushing. I thought Matt Rhule took some time today.
Did he know him?
He played at Western Michigan, so I don't know if there was any. It was about an 8-minute clip. I listened to about 2 minutes of it, and he just brought up, he just took his time, and he said, "Look, I want everyone to realize that you don't know what someone else is going through. And this is that what you hear every time there's tragedy like this is it's true. It's like, check in on people and you know, give people some leeway, give some people some grace because you just don't know what people are going on behind the scenes. Here's a guy, right? Seemingly everything you could want, supposedly loving girlfriend, right? Committed. Second round pick out of Western Michigan. Good story. Living out his dream in the NFL. Yeah, it wasn't like he was like on the bench. He was playing. He was a big role for the Cowboys. And, you know, and apparently the entire time he was thinking about ending his life. And then, you know, whether this was the catalyst or what, you know, he decided that this morning that it was, you know, that this was the way out.
Yeah, apparently his mom died in February of last year. Yeah. And it was just 2 months before he was drafted. Yeah. He wore her ashes in a necklace, and so just a terrible deal all around.
And you know, people are saying, because when you hear traffic stop and that, obviously people jump to conclusions, and everything that's coming out about him says that he was just like the nicest person, gentle giant, just everyone with positive words to say. This isn't, you know, speaking of like, you know, trouble, Antonio Brown got, you see, he got arrested today and was extradited from Dubai back to Florida on attempted murder charges.
What?
Yeah. Remember when he was shooting into the crowd of people and he clipped that guy? Yeah, they went and found him. The U.S. Marshals went and got him in Dubai today.
For that deal. It was like after an MMA fight or something
like that. Yeah. So apparently he just wasn't coming back to the States. He's like, I'm not coming back.
He was in Dubai?
He was in Dubai.
Dude, that guy.
Yeah, so they extradited him. So like that dude, like honestly, if something happens with Antonio Brown, you know, you're like, God, it's like, it's just one thing after another. This was just, by all accounts, just a good, sweet young man that just struggled with his mental health and, you know, couldn't find a way out. And it was awful. I saw this news today and kind of started reading about him and didn't know much about him. I mean, it's not like he was a big name in the NFL, but just kind of reading through his story, it was heartbreaking. And if you get a chance, go listen to the entire Matt Rhule thing, or listen to the chunk. And it's one of those things that's always important to remember is, you know, check in on the people that you love and that you care about. And if you are experiencing thoughts like that, there's people out there that care. There's people out there that help. And I don't think there's anyone that wouldn't rather pick up the phone than read about something like this. It's awful.
For sure. Now, on the Antonio Brown situation.
Yeah. He's got a mugshot and everything.
Yeah, I see that here.
Yeah.
Boy, he looks...
Right, he looks different.
Yeah, he looks a lot different. Yeah. He just has aged.
Yeah. Well, I think his
lifestyle.
Yeah, I think his life has been...
But, you know, I mean, do we really need him back here? Can we just...
Leave him in Dubai?
Yeah. Let him be their problem.
Well, I think when...
I mean, I get it.
I think when you're facing attempted murder charges, that one, they probably will go and get you, but...
All right. But in his case, it's like he's more trouble. It's like, just leave him over there.
I know.
Let him run. Bye. Bye, bitch.
There's a really good movie, Burn After Reading. Have you ever seen it with Brad Pitt? And
I've seen that.
There's one in there where at the end, like the director of the FBI, they're talking about a guy that's wanted, and they're like, "Well, where's he at?" And they're like, "I think he fled to like Venezuela." And he's like, "We don't have an extradition." He's like, "Great, leave him." He's like, "He's just they're Perfect. Just happy he's gone."
Exactly.
And maybe that's
how I feel about Antonio Brown.
Could someone have gotten a hold of him and be like, hey, man, you can't come back?
Here's the thing.
Just
call him and say, listen, we can extradite you and charge you for murder, attempted murder.
Or just
stay away.
Yeah, just.
And forget, well, forget the murder thing because no one died.
No.
So just stay in Dubai.
Yeah, you're over there.
Okay? And if you do that, you won't have any problems.
And they over there apparently love you. It's like, hey, you just go be your celebrity and do whatever the hell it is you're doing. Yeah. So
I would imagine the victim might have a problem with that.
Probably.
But,
although maybe you could buy him off, you know. Yeah. Although Antonio Brown doesn't pay any bills. You want to talk about one of the staggering, like, just falls where, dude, that guy.
I don't think it was ever a fall, though.
No.
He was never right. He was just.
Yeah.
He was just good at football.
He just was good at football. But he wasn't just good at football. He was like. I mean, there was a stretch there where Antonio Brown was on path to be just an all-timer. And then he just. That whole Raiders thing, the Gruden tapes and freezing his feet and the helmet and then just, man.
Should have never left Pittsburgh.
No.
I remember when they did eventually part ways, it was a big deal. But at the time, I think a lot of people were like, well, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of Antonio Brown.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And they probably held on to him too long. You know, it's like you could tell.
Yeah.
Well, he was good, but you could tell that Tomlin was just over that dude.
Yeah. And then people always ask, like, is that, you know, we're going to find out his brain is mush. Anytime that happens with a football player, it might not be CTE. The dude just might just be an idiot. You know, they can't get out of his own way. And
I don't know that you can blame football on him. I mean, like,
well, money just they always say that, like, money just reveals who you are.
He's just a bad dude.
Exactly. He was a bad guy that got money and got empowered. And that, you know, it says that's a deadly combination. Because everyone will make excuses for you because, man, he came into the league. I think he was like a third or fourth round pick. He wasn't like a.
Where did he play college?
Western ball? Michigan.
He was at Western Michigan.
Speaking
too?
Of that, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, Western Michigan.
Huh.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah, so actually, two pieces of horrible. Like, if you're a Western Michigan fan today, those are two tragic pieces of news. Although one is beyond tragic, and the other one is just, God, Antonio Brown. Go, like you said, go away.
AB went to Central Michigan.
Central.
You idiot.
You went to Central? I thought.
You're an idiot.
Oh,
dude.
So Western is the Mustang. Is Central the Chippewas?
No.
Have I got my directional
I don't know.
Michigans?
Yeah,
mixed
no,
up?
I think Central's Chippewas. Yeah, I think that's right. I don't know. Who cares? Anyway.
Yeah, Central is the Chippewas. Why did I think he was a Western Michigan man?
I'm just disseminating bad information again.
God. How do I even.
How do you even host a
how
show?
How do I do it?
All right, guys, we got to go. Dan Lanning, 30 minutes exactly. Mm. But up next, we got to get into the Rico Dowdle situation.
Things.
Well, what?
What? Go.
You go.
No.
Things. What are you talking about?
Well, never mind.
Are you okay over there?
I'm okay.
Are you having a stroke?
Not that I know of.
There's a GoFundMe.
Yes.
We have a GoFundMe now.
Yes.
So we'll get to that coming up next.
You ever stop yourself before you say, like, that was one of those where
oh,
it was like.
What were you going to say? Come on.
No, we're good.
Were you going to cuss?
No, I was not. I just.
Were you going to say something disparaging?
Just every now and then, like, you start to say something. I was like, I was like, you know what? Just let you. We're good.
Mm. All right, we'll get to that coming up next. But first, here's Lowercase with sports. All right, the Dan Lanning pregame show is coming up next. I have some interesting facts about Iowa you may not have known.
Okay.
But first, today in the NFL continues where we have the Rico Dowdle fine.
Turns out that the you do not get three pumps. No, 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 no. It's
well,
misinformation.
So the Key and Peele skit is Hingle McKringleberry. and by the way, Key and Peele.
They were great.
Absolute genius.
Yeah.
So they had a skit where a football player named Hinkle McKringleberry would do he'd pump a touchdown celebration, you know, like
crotch thrust. Yes.
And he was supposed to be two, but he did three, and then he would get flagged on the third pump. You can only do two pumps.
Yeah. Two pumps and you're safe. At least that's what people thought.
Yeah, so Dowdle did a bit on that after scoring a touchdown.
And can I say too that so many of these celebrations now are just so dumb and like people try so hard. This was funny. This was legit. Well played.
Yeah, it was a good bit.
The teammates got around and they all counted. They put
the
two up.
And then he did two. And then they said, only two. Well, he got fined.
Because if you look at the sketch, the Key and Peele one, the referee is like an inch from the guy's crotch waiting for him to thrust. And as soon as the third one comes, he throws the flag. And so he just did two and it was fun. Well, it turns out the NFL disagrees that you get two pumps.
Yeah, so I think they fined him what? Did he get 20?
I think it was like 14 and some change.
14, okay.
So the NFL has a rule where you are not allowed to do any celebration of a sexual nature.
Yeah.
And apparently the pumps is indeed of a sexual nature.
So Dowdle has now started a GoFundMe for the money for his fine. He says, after much thought, I've launched a GoFundMe for my fines. Key said I got three pumps, but I guess the NFL disagrees. And then he says, actually, 100% of what is raised through this fundraiser will be sent to Children's Home Society of North Carolina. Children's Home Society promotes the right of every child to a permanent, safe, and loving family. They specialize in education and prevention programs, family preservation, and adoption and foster care. Let's raise some money.
And Key, by the way, Keegan Michael Peele, or Keegan Michael Key is the, he was the guy that was doing the thrusting. He had a funny video where he reached out. He's like, oh man, I'm so sorry. Like, he got involved. It was a fun bit.
So they've raised, well, he keeps upping the goal.
Yeah.
But they've currently raised $21,629. Yeah. And their goal is now $35,000.
It is kind of crazy that that's the sort of things that get people to donate. But as long as it goes to a good cause, and if that's what, you know.
Well, hopefully that, someone follows through and makes sure he gives the money to the. I mean, look, yes. I don't doubt Rico Dowdle, but, you know how these things go.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bills have done a nice job of this. The Bills Mafia always, like the other visiting team's quarterback or whatever. We've seen this where fans. Bases kind of rally around things like this, and you can end up raising a bunch of money. I think BYU found out. BYU plays Texas Tech this week, and it's one of the marquee games. And I guess what was it? The Texas Tech barber. It's just this weird thing. The guy that I guess they have a team barber. His wife was in a really bad car wreck, and I guess is in bad shape. Somehow BYU got wind of this. Put it out amongst their Twitter and whatever, and now BYU fans are raising an S ton of money for the barber's wife.
That's great.
And like Joey McGuire and like the Texas Tech people were like, dude, just unbelievable response.
You Mormons.
I will say.
Yeah.
Look, whatever you think about the Magic Underwear and they're really, really,
I love the Magic
they're
Underwear.
Really nice people.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that was
the nicest people on the planet.
Some of the nicest human beings. So I just like some of those things that just randomly go viral like that. And you can end up raising 30, 40, 50 grand or whatever, all because of a Key and Peele pump sketch. That was fun.
Now, can Texas Tech really kick the crap out of BYU now? Do they have to call off the dogs?
if they really start whooping that ass, they're like,
they did raise a bunch of money for.
Yeah, it's nice. It's gonna be a good game. I don't have a lot of faith. I think Texas Tech.
I was gonna say
BYU might be in some trouble.
I don't know how good of a game that's gonna be. I tell you what, I've watched Texas Tech a lot this year.
Yeah.
Just because they're kind of an interesting team.
They're certainly an outlier in the Big 12, I believe.
Dude, they have some. Yeah. Bros. Yeah. And like when push comes to shove, like we talk about this all the time with the elite teams. When push comes to shove, you just need some star players to just go ham. And they have that. A couple of pass rushers. We saw that they dominated Utah.
Yeah.
Utah is not a bad team.
It wasn't that they beat Utah, it's that they bullied.
Yeah,
Utah.
Exactly. And nobody bullies Utah.
No, and BYU is good up front. They're not great. They're not elite. They play close games. They
got a freshman quarterback?
Freshman quarterback.
So and you know that Texas Tech can stop the run, so it's going to be about Brockmeyer,
who's throwing Brad to his brother, Blackley. Tiger Brockmeyer.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, Bear and Tiger.
Oh, my God.
Tiger is a receiver there, so we got Bear and Tiger Brockmeyer.
Yeah, I think, again, the odds makers don't get fooled, and this is a double-digit spread.
Yeah.
And that's for a reason.
I think any time... You talk about the Big 12. There's not, how do I say it? There just isn't the lines that exist in the SEC and the Big 10, right? They're just, when Oregon plays Iowa, there's some meat out there, right? Offense and defensive line. Same thing in the SEC. The Big 12 is just not like that. It is not as physical a league, and Texas Tech is a bit of an outlier. So I think anytime anyone in the Big 12 is playing Texas Tech, the question becomes, can you block them? Because if you can't, and Utah has two NFL tackles, and if you watch that game, they could not block them in any shape or form. And that's my big thing that absolutely terrifies me, is I'm not certain that BYU can block them. And the great equalizer in any football game is, if you can take your front four and you don't have to bring pressure and dominate, then it kind of just ruins game plans.
I can't remember a Big 12 team that was this good up front on both sides.
No, it's
in a long time. Yeah. But they did that last week to Kansas State. I think what they did to Kansas State is exactly what they're going to do to BYU because, again, watch them against Kansas State and K-State. They were just like, you will not run the ball on us. No. We're going to make this quarterback beat us. And that quarterback at Kansas State is terrible.
Yeah.
And they absolutely, in the second half, started teeing off on him. Yeah. And that's what I think is going to happen. And then, you know, it was a close game for a while. K-State came out, I think they took a lead, maybe even by 10, but they ended up losing by over 20.
Yeah,
because Texas Tech just dominated on both lines of scrimmage.
Yeah, Texas Tech's one loss was to Arizona State, and it was kind of one of those, bit of a wonky game, but Arizona State could not run the ball at all. Leavitt had to throw it like 50-something times, and it was just kind of one of those and there was a backup quarterback at Texas Tech, and you know, you got clipped. So it's not like Texas Tech is infallible. I mean, Arizona State beat them, but yes, it feels like in the Big 12, look, the smart money is that Texas Tech will be the representative from the Big 12, and you're probably not getting two teams in. And if I was an Oregon or someone, and I'm staring at a first round matchup or whatever, of the Big 12 teams, the one I don't want to see is Texas Tech.
I agree.
Just again, from a physical standpoint, offense and defensive line, they're more like a Big 10 or SEC team than they are a Big 12 or even an ACC team.
Well, didn't they spend like $50 million?
Yes.
To beef this up with a bunch of transfers, yes, and a bunch of, yeah. I mean, they just completely revamped.
Yep.
They're the new age, they're the poster child for the new age,
yeah,
NIL college football.
Yeah. They
got a bunch of oil money down there, and yeah, they put it together and said, let's go get some players.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, and that, by the way, how ironic is that? That is the end of today in the NFL.
How about that?
Somehow we still talk about college football. All right, coming up next, let's get to the Dan Lanning pregame show. I have a couple of fun facts about the Iowa quarterback you may not know.
Oh, that he can't throw?
That's coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Oregon coach Dan Lanning. Oregon taking on Iowa at Kinnick Stadium, I believe it's called.
You are correct, sir.
Tomorrow we will have audio of Kirk Ferentz. I was listening to an interview with him he did on CBS. He was pretty good about when he realized Iowa fans were quite rabid. Mm. And he said the year was 1981.
Yeah.
So they have a long-standing history there at Iowa of being quite into football. And
yeah,
it should be a fun environment.
My buddy, who's the big Husky, they go to one road game every year, and they had done all the Pac-12 stadiums and when they would go play, you know, LSU. So that's like him and his wife's thing. And so when they joined the Big Ten, he was pretty excited about getting to see different stadiums. And so last year, I think it was last year, they went to Iowa and they were pretty fired up. He loves the Midwest and he thinks the people are so nice. And they came back and I was like, how was it? And he's like, to be honest with you, man, he's like, it's a little nasty out there. They were kind of expecting like an aw shucks sort of, mm-mm, you know, like, no, no, no. He said that Iowa is, the fan base has an edge that you wouldn't necessarily associate with people from Iowa. The Midwestern niceties apparently went out the window once you walked into the stadium.
So their quarterback, as a matter of fact, this guy from CBS, whoever he was, interviewing Ferentz, brought this up. He said that Oregon fans had been posting a lot of screen grabs of Mark Gronowski's passing stats.
Yeah, and they're not great.
They're not great at all.
No.
Do you have them in front of you?
I do.
So what do we got?
We talked about this yesterday. Because if Joel Klatt is calling the game and Gus Johnson, be prepared for everything that Gronowski does to be the greatest 3-yard completion of all time. This year, he is completing, about 56% of his passes. He has 946 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions, and he has a QBR of 50.5.
50?
50. QBR.
Jeez.
It's not, he is.
Okay, so he doesn't, okay, so this is what the guy was asking Ferentz about, and he said, but what fans don't realize, and here are two pieces of Mark Gronowski news, mm-hmm, that you probably didn't know.
Talk to me.
They threw up a graphic, and it said, longest streak with rush touchdown by a Big Ten quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He is number 2 all time.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's their second leading rusher.
So Antoine Randall is number 1. He went 9 straight games with a rush touchdown. Mm-hmm. Mark Gronowski, 8, and Denard Robinson, 7.
Denard Robinson was that great Michigan quarterback that was so dynamic.
Yep. And the other fun fact about Mark Gronowski you may not know is that he is actually the winningest quarterback in NCAA history. Did you know that?
Because he played all those years at South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota State.
South Dakota State, yeah.
So he has 55 wins between South Dakota State and then I think 5 at Iowa because, yeah, one game he was hurt.
Yeah.
that broke the record previously held by the great Kellen Moore from Boise State. So you are going up against the winningest quarterback of all time.
I want you to realize that they blew out Minnesota last week. Well, I guess they had a bye, right? So 2 weeks ago when they played Minnesota. That was his first touchdown pass in the Big Ten all year. He had not thrown a single Big Ten touchdown pass. He had thrown one against...
What's their record in the Big Ten?
They have lost...
I think they've only lost once.
No, they've lost twice. They got clipped by Iowa... Iowa State's... That's a Big 12. So, yeah. They've lost one game in the Big Ten. That was to Indiana.
Yeah.
So, he had thrown one touchdown pass against Albany. Almost lost to Penn State. And he threw two against UMass. And he got one. They beat Minnesota 41-3, and he threw for 135 yards and one touchdown.
His high this year is 186 yards.
Yes.
Against Rutgers.
Against Rutgers.
But, you know, this is Iowa, though. Like, that makes you want to just write them off.
Yeah. And
But don't.
No.
Because, one, like I said, he can run. And, two, their defense is top five. As a matter of fact, I think I saw their defense is, where did I put that? Yeah, they're number two in opponent's yards per play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number two.
By most metrics, they are one of the best defenses in the in all of college football. They have a really good O-line. They run the ball real well. He's obviously, Gronowski is involved in the plus one run game. He is their second leading rusher. Like I said, they have three capable running backs, and they just try to... Another fun fact about Iowa, Oregon leads the NCAA in explosive runs. Guess who leads the NCAA in explosive runs not given up? Iowa. So everything Iowa does is just keep you in front, and they want you to have to go on 14 play drives, and they're convinced that they will get a penalty, a turnover, a big play, something like that. And so the weather is going to be 40 degrees and raining. It certainly is lending itself to one of those big physical knockdown Big Ten games, and they play really good special teams. Yes, get ready for Joe Klatt to do that anytime.
Well, he's not on the game.
Oh, thank God.
It's CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Danielson.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, joins us next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.